thank you very much, and thank you very much for the introduction as well. I will try to make this presentation not as a boring, I would say, state administration presentation, but rather in a way that might provide you some insights what we are doing actually in Hungary to go to the in-depths of open science, I would say, which you will see with the exact measures to make this happen. And, but before that, I would like to give you a broad picture of what are we doing in Hungary as a whole to strengthen somehow the innovation ecosystem and what are our reasons behind doing it. So first of all, you might know this graph from a different perspective. Maybe this is something novel, actually, which we made with my colleagues. The European paradox is a well-known phenomenon. It basically says that Europe is strong in R&D, but is weak in innovation. And from this, you can see that basically the countries which are indicated here in red are outside Europe, and those which are indicated in blue, those are the European countries. You can see on the left axis that on the y-axis that the added value or the biggest companies which are located in these countries, what kind of distribution do they have. So basically it just it not nicely, but I would say it underpins the statement that Europe is strong in R&D but is weak in innovation, and therefore somehow we have to make sure that that something good will come out of it, especially when we consider the position of the EU member states regarding the European Innovation Scoreboard. Then we can see that the Central Eastern European region is quite weak, and I will provide you with one more chart immediately, which will be much more striking, I would say, in this sense. Now, Hungary is constantly improving in its GDP, in its spending on research and development per GDP. But unfortunately, it seems it is not enough, because we are basically in the 21st place of the European Innovation Scoreboard. Actually, as of last year, we improved one place, but it's still not enough improvements. We are still emerging innovators. And somehow we would like to become actually one of those strong innovators in Europe, which seems to be an ambitious goal actually. And when I talked about the European paradox, then it must be seen that the full capacities, I would say, of Europe are not properly used in terms of RDI. So this means that there are ample capacities in Europe which are not used, and this might be a very striking chart actually to prove this statement, because here you can see that the Horizon 2020 funds in the past framework of RDI funds for Europe basically has quite an unequal distribution. And to be very honest, I don't think it can be reasoned just because of the intellectual distribution between the Western and the Eastern part of Europe. So I think that something must be done actually, and something must be done in a way that somehow we have to show our capacities and we have to show our innovation and R&D skills to the potential partners in the Western part of Europe as well, to make sure that somehow this gap will disappear at one day potentially. In the internationalization, you see that we are doing quite good actually, for instance, in ERC. So we have good capacities in research and development, but still you see that these figures are lagging behind that of the Western countries. Now, what we are trying to do is, first of all, we implemented the so-called smart specialization strategy, which I won't go too much in depth. It's sort of an obligatory exercise, but we took it in a way that we would like to make good use out of it. And therefore, we have identified the so-called comparative advantages of Hungary, what might be the potential areas which can be focal points for Hungary and R&D. And this means that these, within the framework of these focal points, international cooperation could take place. And I would like to highlight here the public sector and university innovation as well, because as you will see in the later slides, one of the main concepts in Hungary in terms of RDI policy is that somehow we have to make an equal distribution of innovation capacities all around the country. especially through the universities which are there basically at every part of Hungary. So this means that if an SME, for instance, wishes to cooperate or wishes to make innovation, then the universities should be capable of providing them some meaningful answers for its innovation and R&D needs. To this end, we have reformed the funding scheme of our National Research Development Innovation Fund. This is the biggest fund in Hungary. So from this, we are funding actually open access and open science issues as well. And you see that this is basically pretty much similar, pretty much mirrors the pillar structure of Horizon Europe. So the logic behind this, the pillar structure is pretty much the same. The first pillar goes for individual excellence, and it is based on the so-called blue sky research and excellence-based research with no thematical restrictions. For the second part, we put the thematical programs, which means that the Hungarian institutions, research institutes, or higher education institutions should somehow be able to respond to these challenges through their thematical programs. You will immediately see some examples of it. And for the third part, for the business innovation, again, there are no hard prerequisites. In the future, the smart specialization priorities will be there as prerequisites, so somehow they should be able to respond to those. But otherwise, you can basically do innovation in whichever field you wish. And as an overall exercise, I would say, which is highly relevant for the open science, is that we just introduced in the past 1 or 2 years, actually, the dedicated open access budget for the institutional and individual excellence programs. And also we have introduced a requirement for the individual researchers that they now should provide also a research data management plan when they are making application for grant applications, basically. And these two initiatives, we believe, have greatly to somehow reform the mindset of researchers, because obviously, as I believe in most other parts of Europe, science by tradition is quite a closed thing, and researchers tend to keep their data to themselves, because yeah, you can make then even more research out of the built on those data, etc. But somehow we should open this to the other players. This is the system of our programs which we are funding, and won't go through all of them. I would like to highlight here maybe the right side of this chart, basically. You see that the goal is for each program is to be excellence, to be excellent at international level. So this means that whether you are doing a cooperative doctoral program or you are taking part in a competence center, in each case the goal which is put in front of the researchers and the innovators, that they should become excellent at international level. So it's not enough to be world famous in Hungary, as we say. You have to be world famous actually in the world as well. And this can be achieved only through international excellence. And this is what our program system is supporting, and we are motivating our researchers to achieve this. From our outreach strategies, we have identified certain challenges to which we have to respond. You see here the challenge-based research development, innovation, cooperation-oriented framework, and et cetera. I would highlight just a few of these. For instance, for the challenge-based research development and innovation system, we saw that somehow we have to make visible our capacities in terms of R&D in Hungary, so that if an international partner wishes to cooperate with Hungarian players, then somehow they have to be able to identify who might be the most relevant players. And this is the logic of the national laboratories, which serve as a one-stop shop for certain thematical areas. You will see it in a later slide. But the logic here is that you don't have to seek or don't have to search for individual institutions, but rather you can contact a single point of contact, a national laboratory. Also, another initiative which might be important from the openness side of innovation as well is the so-called cooperative doctoral program. The PhD programs by tradition focus on basically training future lecturers and future researchers. Now, in the framework of the cooperative doctoral program, we have introduced an initiative where a PhD student conducts their studies in cooperation with a dedicated business enterprise. So this means that he or she has a dedicated mentor from a dedicated business enterprise partner as well. So this means that the research which that PhD student is conducting will have immediate use, and it obviously requires that the university somehow should open up actually to the business sector player as well. For the national laboratories, I mentioned that they are one-stop shops, and you can see here their thematical focuses. And as I mentioned, this doesn't mean that all the laboratories are located in Budapest. Rather, this means that the single point of contact is in Budapest, but each laboratory has a network of institutions and higher education institutions behind them. So this is a network logic, and the single point of contacts can be seen here. And you see that the laboratories have quite a broad areas of interest, and we believe that these are easy to understand and easy to identify for the future international partners. We wish to make the same in innovation through the future to-be-built system of science parks, where you see that in each case there is a flagship project for the science parks, but otherwise we intend to see the innovative companies around the science parks. And we hope to build sort of innovation communities around these. Now, as I mentioned, implementing open sciences is a key for Hungarian policy, because obviously if we want to open internationally, somehow we have to convince our researchers and innovators to be open, actually. And therefore, we believe that initiatives like this is very important, that if there is a broader international scheme to which we can adapt to, or to which we can look actually for good examples and be part of a critical mass in the community in international level, it could help us greatly. Especially because if you see the ratio of innovative enterprises who are cooperating in RDI is not very high actually in whole Europe. In Hungary we are not doing that bad, but we wish to improve this cooperation very intensively, and therefore we have introduced, for instance, the Thematical Excellence Program, which, as I mentioned, requests the research institutions and higher education institutions to provide answers to these big questions, which were decided with a top-down logic, and you see the sub-programs which are located here. And here there is a very important part at institutional level, that they somehow should have compliance with the open access principles. So basically, these institutions could only get funding if they have some sort of inner digitalization of how to make open access possible within their institutions. In a broader level, at national level, we have also initiatives for the open science. We have established the National Open Science Advisory Board, and we have also made a so-called open science white paper, which is very important, because we believe that somehow these international initiatives should somehow be translated to the Hungarian mindset, and it's not a linguistic translation. It means that somehow we have to have an understanding from the Hungarian perspective how open science could be implemented. And obviously, you see here that the key pillars, these are pretty much resemble those of the international similar statements and similar open science papers. But as I mentioned, we made a very concentrated, very short paper on it. And now we are in a progress of making it visible for the Hungarian players. The advisory board of the position paper is important because, as you can see, these are, or you obviously don't know these entities, but these are basically represent all relevant institutional players or entities which can influence open science in a national context, because they have either access to all doctoral students or to all higher education institutions, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why we have introduced this position paper through this advisory board activity. And now the second round came, when we are advocating that each institution should join this initiative at individual basis. And luckily, more and more institutions are gathering and adapting this open science white paper, which we believe will be indeed a game changer for open science perception within Hungary. We also introduced the program on individual researcher level to be much more open, actually, and we have introduced the so-called science patronage program, which improved basically provided funding for projects which opened that up to the broader communities, to the broader society. So, for instance, to this end, we also fund citizen science projects. We also fund the open book programs and the like, which we believe, again, are very important. And there was a very big interest from the side of the researchers. So more than 300 grants were actually issued. And what we saw as funding agency, that it didn't require too much administration, but it can have tremendous benefits, basically. So I would highly recommend this to other funding agencies as well. And I also mentioned that there is an open dedicated budget for open access publication as well. You obviously know that we are taking part in IOSC, so I wouldn't go too much in depth in it. However, what you see that we are intending to go beyond at national level. So we would like to make sure that within Hungary there will be a network which can be formed in this open science advisory, in the framework of the Open Science Advisory Board, a sort of system which makes it possible that the players within Hungary, in terms of open science, cooperate with each other, because in Hungary there are many initiatives which were fragmented previously, and now we are basically putting together this puzzle again to make sure that open science will be a strong community and not just on a randomized basis, I would say. Yes, and here are the programs. I didn't remember if it was in the presentation or not, but basically you see that the support of citizen science and the scientific books were funded, and here are the exact figures. We would like to continue with this program, and if any one of you is interested, then I will be glad to share the details. Because this might be a very good practice, because it forced the researchers to somehow find out how they can connect to the society with their projects, and how they can explain their projects to the society that they actually understand it. We are also taking part in the ERA action in the framework of the mutual learning exercise as well, and also we are as office members in the Plastic Pirates initiatives. So we are trying to do our best, and we seek actually partners for these initiatives or to be much more embedded in the open science framework within Europe as well. And what we are currently doing now is developing a monitoring system for the ongoing citizen science projects, because, as I mentioned, fragmentation is still there. And now we are building a national science network, basically, to make sure that, again, a critical mass is formed around the citizen science and open science within Hungary. So these are the initiatives what we are doing. I hope you found some, or you heard some inspirational thoughts on it, maybe, that might be adapted. And we will be glad to cooperate with any partner who is interested to take part in building this ecosystem further. Thank you very much for your attention.